أرحم الراحمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We were discussing the advices of Imam Hassan al-Basri rahimahullahu ta'ala when he was asked about the secret and the keys to living a happy, contented life. The first advice he gave, or the first key to happiness and contentment, he said, was that I understood and believed that my sustenance cannot be taken away from me, and that what I have received has been decreed for me. If I had lost it, or it never came my way, it doesn't perturb me, it doesn't cause me any anxiety, because it was never going to come to me. Hence, he says, I am contented with what I have. The second advice he gives, he says, وَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّ عَمَلِي لَا يَقُومُ بِهِ غَيْرِي فَاشْتَغَلْتُ بِهِ وَحْدِي. He says, number two, and I understood, and I believed, and I realized that my actions and the deeds, no one else is going to perform them for me. My salah, no one else is going to do it for me. My fasting, no one else will do it for me and can do it for me. All of these deeds are understood fully, that it has to be done by myself. I will have to carry it out. I will have to perform it. I will have to perfect it. فَاشْتَغَلْتُ بِهِ. Hence, I went on my way concentrating on my deeds by myself. That's very important. The a'mal and the deeds, our ibadah, our salah, our fasting, our charities, is something that we should be occupied in all the time, and something that we should perfect all the time. Because it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that you will come before Allah alone. You will stand before Allah azza wa jal furada. Individually, you will come by yourself. And the only thing that will be of benefit to you when you are there standing by Allah on yourself are these ibadat and acts of worship that you are required to perform by yourself, and no one will do it on your behalf. May Allah grant us understanding.